I'm sure they have.
Any Supervisor Juergens?
I got to go out there.
Morning, Doug.
We're general, I guess. Okay. We're probably going to get some
Okay. It's called to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors 8:45 meeting at November 12, 2014 here on Wednesday. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall behind the media table. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lattelbeyer, Setzer. Next is the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda. Approval of minutes from the meeting held October 29th, 2014. Approve all claims through November 12th, 2014 in the amount of $475,933.48. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Received County Treasurer distress warrant list of 2013 delinquent property taxes, personal property taxes. Approve Register of Deeds fee report for the month of October 2014. Approve District County summary fee at District Court summary fee forecast report for the month of October 2014. Approve utility permit 1008 to Alec Meyer to trench across the county road for an inch and a half PDC water line located in the northeast quarter of Section 17 and the southeast quarter of Section 8 in Section 8 Township 2 North Range 8 East Island Grove Township. And approve specifications and call for bids for a new 2014 or newer tracked excavator. Bids to be opened on December 10th, 2014 at 9:38 a.m. That's the consent agenda of item 1 through 7. Need a motion to approve, disapprove, or consider something separate.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
By Setzer. Discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just the what did come a claim through for Gus? They have one already, and one's in service, and the other one should be pretty soon for two 2014 Dodge Chargers. They did come on state bids for a total of $48,426. We had budgeted a little over $58,000 in that budget line for those, but the balance of that, or the difference, hopefully will cover the equipment and that type of thing, getting those vehicles ready. And I think he said one, they're using one already, and the other one should be pretty soon or whatever. But just mentioning that to let people know that that did come through. Then I'll just make a quick comment on the other one too. The number seven there, the 2014 tracked excavator, that too is in the budget. We did budget so much this year for new equipment, and this is one of those pieces of equipment that was planned on being purchased. So that's why that's in here. And we are trading in, or also put it on the bid sheet to have it also for a trade-in price for a 2006 John Deere 1200 CLC or whatever. So,
all right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote 7-0 to approve items 1 through 7. Next on the regular agenda is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. There's nobody here other than county folks. We'll wait and see if someone comes back. We'll bounce back to that. Jump right into committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Nothing new. I think we all knew we were going to have an individual down talking about the masonry on the outside of the building, but wasn't able to be here for our committee meetings this week. But Dave Jones will be following through on that, and that will come into the future. But Dave just staying on top of everything, getting ready for winter. And, of course, they've been working on the winter lights and getting them all ready for the big celebration the end of November. And I think it's been in the paper every day that we're going to have the big light celebration. So that will be good. So nothing other than that.
I like the way here we're in the middle of November and we're talking about getting ready for winter. instead of being in winter, we can stretch this out a little longer. That'd be nice. Equalization?
Nothing new.
Finance and insurance?
We weren't able to get a hold of the individual from MIPS to come down for the time clocks, but planning on him hopefully at our next committee meeting. Hopefully we'll be able to connect this time and stuff and have him down. So start visiting on that and everything. So,
Kathy, Human Resources, Employee Relations?
No report.
Law Enforcement, Emergency Management.
Just some discussion on some current projects that we've been working on for, it seems like, 4 years already. Other than that, not a whole lot new.
I do have a comment, Gus, that when I read the paper, the article about the jail, I wasn't sure I understood you completely, as they quoted you as saying, if we're going to stay in this facility, we've got to start spending some money on it. It is basically what it boils down to. And we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars keeping up, but I'm not sure what you meant by that.
Well, and I don't have exactly a quote on enough for sure either, but if not, we haven't done something. We've got to start on those projects we have, especially the ADA one, because that's one that's brought to my attention to the NERMA training that we've got to at least start looking at that, because that is a mandate for us to do.
I think as you meet with the news media, you need to make it very clear that this isn't that you know we aren't, we have, it's not a matter of not having done anything. As you've made requests, we have done everything we possibly can to make that jail as good as we can. We know we need a new jail, but that's it. I thought when I read that, it was upsetting to me that it was like we've got to start.
Well, it'd be nice if I could review all of it, but they'll never do that, so that's an idea.
Well, I think it's very important that we've been spending an awful lot of money.
And continue to.
Yes.
Can I comment on that? On what Danny said, he said it's clear that we need a new jail. I don't think that that's necessarily a consensus. I know
myself, my personal opinion.
That's his opinion, that we need a new jail. Things need to be changed, but not necessarily the direction of a new jail, is my personal opinion.
Got your notes, Terry?
Can you? I got them.
All right, fire away.
Road finally bridge. Found them. Of course, we talked about the track excavator that's Galen sent out bids for it, and they'll be open December 10th. The two big updates by Philly, South 66 is done. I shouldn't say it's done. South 66, the concrete's done. The only thing left is paint striping, and, of course, this weather, we can't paint. So as soon as the weather straightens up, hopefully it does, and that road can be opened up then. It's open now for just local traffic. I think down the road, I think the weather will straighten up again, and we'll get that wrapped up and opened up then. Philly Bridge, I mean, basically both lanes are poured on it also. And there's some turning lanes that have to be finished yet, so it's real close too. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we can get it finished before the cold weather sets in. So both projects are real close to being ready to go, but we have to have the weather cooperate to finish. Sign crews have started putting up new weight limits. Is that a complete now, Galen, or do they have some left yet to put up?
They still have quite a few.
Quite a few left to put up. So that's being done. And then there's some talk about a new wind farm coming in the northeast part of the county. Some letters were sent, or some emails were sent to the supervisors about some concerns about the setbacks. And I agree, and I think we're going to look at that a little closer. I just know that if you had a house, you know, within a quarter mile of one of these wind towers, you wouldn't like it. So I think we have to look at that and maybe get those setbacks a little further away. I mean, just put yourself in that situation. So and that's basically about it. So I, Galen had said something to Nancy, and I think she's going to contact with Lisa Wigan in Planning and Zoning and see if they can't look and review that issue again to make sure we've got it where we think we should have it.
That's it? All righty. Next,
standards on
this.
It's a national one, I think. The county did follow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just, the only thing I'm saying is, you know.
Next is the need a motion to approve or disapprove a tower lease agreement between Charter Communications and Gage County for the purposes of placing, operating, and maintaining equipment on the site. This is related to our communication. Motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Kathy Setzer.
Let me just go through it real quick. I got a copy of this and reviewed it. Basically, we're just taking the place of the city on what had been the existing lease with Charter Communications. The contract does provide a 90-day out for either party, so even though it talks about being a 5-year contract, at the, you know, I think we decided, or I think Gary and Gus brought up the fact that we had that issue with some potential gaps in coverage, so this will resolve that at least on a temporary basis until I think the statewide addresses that problem, as I understand. So the terms of it, you can all read as far as the cost. It's not a big cost. It does provide for an annual increase of 5%, which when you're talking about $200, I know it's money, but just point that out to you. Other than that, it's a very standard type contract in these situations. Our liability insurance does cover this, and we'll have to notify NIRMA when we sign this, just so our extended coverage would apply.
Motion and a second. There's no further discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Anything else? Short meeting today. Not a whole lot coming on. I'll say that I saw a lot more on the other day until.
Yeah, the boards didn't. Beatrice hadn't met yet. They don't meet till Friday, so we'll put it on for next time.
Our next meeting will be the 26th, the day before Thanksgiving.
I don't know if I got that.
John, you bringing the turkey? And no.
All right.
I did forget to mention, too, it wasn't on the claim sheet, but we did on so that we could pay the people that ran the polling places, that they were working on that yet on Monday. That
we included about $7,000 more than what the claims. I called Myron that we added that claim in from what you guys reviewed.
Right.
Asked me if it was okay so we could get the poll workers paid and the rent paid.
Forgot to mention that in finance that they were working on that claim Monday yet. And
this is the current total. But
yeah, it's it's in the total of the claims, but it wasn't on the sheet that or whatever that you saw mailed out or whatever. Forgot to mention that.
I didn't ask, too, where the money came from to buy the deck of cards, so we got the high cards.
Actually, first. That was given to me by NIRMA, so I kept that on my desk, and it comes in handy for the
fantastic. That's good.
I give
a
them
contribution
the
by NIRMA.
Give them the option to choose their game of chance. Flip a coin, name and a hat.
Could have saved a lot of money if we just did that from the word go, right?
Yes.
Rock, paper, scissors. You're it.
Matt, Roger, is that $200 a yearly?
No, that's a
or every
the
month.
Year is like $2,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's $200 a month.
It was what we had talked with the city about trying doing, just taking, and they said, you know, just if you're going to use it, just take the lease. So
the charter was willing to do that without
okay
a bunch of fanfare.
Yep. And I talked to Doug because Doug needed to contact somebody there so they didn't start pulling stuff off. So,
Roger, where can we find those National Wind Farm standards? Just online or?
Yeah. And I'm trying to, I'm just going away because I know I read some, when Gage County did that, the PNC, and I don't know if maybe it was Lisa back then, it would make sense because she's very thorough and stuff. They went back and looked at, because there's a lot of different, you know, there's certain folks like it much more restrictive, others, you know, just let it go. And of course, it depends on if you're in the sand hills or you're down here where you got a much more tight-knit population as far as homes and acreages and stuff like that. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's something I think, you know, as Terry said, it doesn't hurt to look at it.
We used a consultant from Hannah Keelan, and I think it took them about 2 years, and they went through the entire planning and zoning manual. That was back, Danny, when you and I were first on, the first year and a half we were on there, because we knew some of this wind stuff would start coming east. And they used, I think, some of the, there was a wind farm, I believe, in Saline County that they had used as a model, I believe. And so, I forget the gentleman's name, but I know we even asked him to really focus on wind stuff first, but that was back in somewhere between 09 and 11. We had contracted with them over a period of a couple of years. And so that might be a contact to reach out to Hannah Keelan. We probably have their contact information someplace. They might be able to have that.
In my office.
They work with different municipalities on zoning regs and things like that. Anything else? We do have a closed session to discuss personnel. Need a motion to go into closed session, discuss personnel necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Vote 7-0. Galen, stay. Tim, stay. Please. Okay. Need a motion to come out of closed session at 9:59.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Vote 7-0. We are out of the closed session. All right. Anything else for the Board of Supervisors? Seeing none, we will adjourn 9:59.